Okay, so according to Rashi, it works out very well. That Shivas tells you that you can't have more than seven. You can't have eight. But you could still say you can have both. Why? Because maybe it's a Lach Mikdishas Ayom, so you have to have Laila. So the first Laila you're going to have also. And then there's another Lach that you can't be Mafsik. So that's why you go into the Shmini, but the Shmini is really a continuity of the Yom. So it's still Shivas Shivas. Still not more than seven. Kamash Malon, Ach Cholak, that you can't have both. You can't have both. So therefore, either it's Leil Shemini because of the continuity, or else it's Kedushas HaYom and not Leil Shemini. So Achola kind of enhances the din of Shivas Shivas. Okay? So that would come out perfect according to Rashi. So the Gemara says, so why is it that I'm marba the lele shmini atzeres as opposed to saying it's a lachli d'shayom? So what does the Gemara say? Because yesh simcha lefanav. So what does that mean? In other words, the Gemara says it's more mistava to say that the Yom really begins like every Yom HaKarban. You're going over into Shmini Atzeres. That would tend to make you think you shouldn't do it. So he says, no, because Yesh Simcha Lefanav. That's not a problem. Because it's a Hemshech and the Simchas HaYom. That's after the Gemara. In other words, the Gemara is saying you have a choice. You could say it's a Lachem Kiddush Yom, and you need some Chofanov. But more Mustafa is to say the Yom begins like a Yom HaKarban by Yom. Then you're going to have a problem that you're going into Shmini Atzeres, which you shouldn't do, because now you're going to be in violation of Shivas. So no, the answer is because Sheyesh Simcha Lefanov, and there's no violation of going into Leil Shemini, because that's a hemshech of the Simcha Shelefanov. It's not really a din in the Yom HaShemini.
Or in the Daik and Rashi, that he brings in all the days and nights of Chag, not just...
Yeah, right. So Rashi brings in all the days because he's telling you that the Simcha is it's a build-up. It's a continuity, a continuum. So you have a continuum of simcha. Because you have such a continuum of simcha, so that's why the Leil Shemini doesn't register as Leil Shemini, but rather as a continuity of the simcha, which is the continuum of the simcha.
Right.
If you wouldn't have a continuum, that's what we said before. If you wouldn't have a continuum, so then it's not mistaver to say that for one day of Shvi'i, you're going to have to be marba the Laila too. Because there's no one day, so you're mafsik the simcha. But if it's a continuum, so then it doesn't make sense to abruptly stop the continuum. That's what Rashi learns of. That's very good. That the continuum is the matter for the Leil HaShemini. Because that would be an abrupt hefsek. Because you have this gigantic continuum of simcha, and now you're suddenly putting an end to it. But if it were only one day, then I wouldn't say that's wrong. I wouldn't say so. You had a simcha b'yom, but that's it. But it's not a simcha b'yom. It's a simcha of the whole continuum of the chag. So the Leil Shemini Atzeres makes sense that that's an extension, the Leil Shemini Atzeres, because of Ikvu Od Yom Echad. So therefore, it is really a simcha of the continuum of the Chag. But But if it were one day, then I would say you can't go into the Lila. Because the Lila is the next day. You can't make a continuum of one day into the next day. But since Shmini Atzeres is really what? An extension of the Simcha, of the Chad. Od Yom Echad, that's its function. So therefore it can function to act as a continuum of the Simcha of the Chag. And Shmini Atzeres makes perfect sense like that, because that's the whole essence of Shmini Atzeres, and it's not Halacha in the Kedushas HaYom of Shmini Atzeres. It's Halacha in the function that the Yom of Shmini Atzeres is an extension of the Simcha, and therefore the Simcha Sachag should spill over justly into Shmini Atzeres, because that's the function of Shmini Atzeres, and it's really can, it's really a kiyum in the Simcha Sachag. It has nothing to do with Shmini Atzeres. So Shmini Atzeres functions to enhance the Kedusha Sachag, the Simcha Sachag. So that's more mustavar than saying it's Allah and the Kedusha Sayyom, because where do you find Allah in the Kedusha Yom Balayla? So rather,
before.
Yeah, you make Kiddush, but not Karbonos. Because Karbonos is Allah of Biyom. Biyom Karbonos. So that's Allah in Yom. So Mustavar is that the Simcha of Karban is only Biyom. You're going to have a problem at the end because you're going into the Lila of Shmini Atzeres, which will be a violation of Shivas. Shivas. No, it's not. Because you have this gigantic continuum of Simcha, and since you have a continuum of Simcha, and Shmini Atzeres is really a function of extension of the Chag, so it functions to extend the Simcha Sachag, and it's not Koveya itself as a Leil Simcha of the Kedushas HaLaila of Shmini Atzeres. That's more Mustavar than
this. In
other words, like this. This is, Aaron's right, this is Allah and Simchas Migdash. So you might say that Allah and Simchas Migdash is that it's different and you always have, and you have Lila here. But each Yom is a separate Yom. But the way you demonstrate the Simchas Migdash is that you add Lila. So the Gemara says no. That's why Rashi emphasizes the malos. That it's more mustavar to say that it doesn't. It's not a shinui in the yom, but rather you go like always, and you begin by yom. But the thing is, it's a malos. It's a malos of Shivas Yomim. Okay, so the malos makes you go straight into Shmini Atzeres, and you can't be mafsik. The other way is to say that it's different because all the time carbon is beyond, and over here you're adding lila to each day. That's why Rashi and the Maskana says it's one thing. See, that's why I was wondering, why does Rashi emphasize in the Maskana it's one thing? The answer is because he could have said you celebrate it as a simcha in a different way. That you have a different type of carbon. You have a carbon balayla here. So the Gemara says that would be making like a shinui. So really, the best way, the right way to say is that it begins by yom like char karbonos. But it's a malos, and therefore you don't break the malos abruptly by leil shmini atzeres. The other way was that it's not a malos. But every day is a day with Nasmus. But the way you demonstrate that it's a, that it has a key of Migdash is you add Lila.
Why is that demonstrated as a key of Migdash for adding Lila?
Because you're tying it to the Kedusha Yom.
Right.
You
tie the Migdash,
Simchas
Migdash to Kedusha Yom, you add the night beforehand.
That's right.
So it runs with the Kedusha Yom.
That's right. So it runs with the Kedusha Yom.
I mean, it's not really a Malos 7 days.
No, it's not a Malos 7 days. That's why Rashi only says in the Maskana it's a Malos.
You see this on the
show? So you have a choice. The Hosafas Simchas Migdash could either take place by being Moser for each day Lila, and it runs along with the Kedusha Yom, or else you could say that no, it's not different than anywhere else, and it begins with Yom. But the only thing is, it builds up a malos, and you can't stop abruptly. That's our Rashi's point. I think Rashi's subtle point of the malos and the maskana is exactly what he's doing. He's showing you there are two ways you could differentiate. One way to differentiate is that each day has an additional feature of Lilo, and that's the Hosaf HaSimcha of Migdash. Or you could say, no, you don't have Hosaf HaSimcha Lilo because carbon is not Belilo as usual. But on the contrary, it begins with Yom. But the way you demonstrate the Simchas Migdash is that it's a malos of Shivas Yomim. And the Leil Shmini is that you can't be mafsik the malos of Simcha Brachah. So you have two methods. So the Gemara says, no, the Stavra is the second method. That's why Rashi introduces the idea of malos in the Teretz. Sheyeshim chalafan of kol yamos v'leilo sachar. That's Rashi. So therefore, the Leil Shmini is simply not the halacha in the Kedushas Hayom at all, because on the contrary, if it was halacha in the Kedushas Hayom, you'd have to have Yom Shmini. Right? So therefore, you say Leil Shmini is just a continuation of the continuum of Simcha. You can't stop abruptly. That's good. Two ways that you can demonstrate the shinui of Simcha vis-a-vis carbon on the Chagas of us. Two ways. One way is that it's different than it follows the Kedusha Yom. That's one way. And each day is different. Or else you say, no, it's not different insofar as carbon begins by Yom. But it's different insofar as you have a malos of Yom and Velelos. Right? It's a malos. That answers Tesis Kasha. Because Tesis is a Kasha, he says, Nira Lariva, Dua Din Lalelo Sachero, says Chachribu. Yishim da Haikra Usmachta and Lufne Hashem is only Yom. V'hasam yom v'alelos. V'miyu lele yom tov achron et sricha ribuy et tvei. No, according to Rashi, you don't need a ribuy for... it's all one halacha.
It's the malos.
It's halacha the malos. That would answer... That answers Tesis Kasha beautifully. Because where is that other ribuy?
Right?
Right?
Where does Rashi have another ribuy in the halacha?
Saying that it's the Kedushas Hayom each day that the Yatsu Musa, you have to have a reboot for each night. No, because that's the expression of the Simcha, the Middash. That the Shalmei Simcha run along with the Kedushas Hayom. You have to have you have to have Usmachtim Lufnei Hashem Elokeichem Shivas Yom. So you have to show. So it is something different. So, Rashi says, "What do you have that reboot?" Rashi said before. I'm sorry. Vayisach Samech, Kray Seiru. The Ilksiv Chagas and Kastas the Choshev Asiyam. So that's the reboot.
Right.
Rashi has one reboot. Vayisach Samech, but you could spell it out in two different forms.
You mean when the Gemara says
the two different conceptual systems.
two conceptual systems. Right? Right. You have a ribui, that there's a ribui simcha. So you could say the ribui simcha is that it's different over here qualitatively. That each day follows the Kedusha Sayyam. Or you could say, no, it's not qualitatively different that way. It's just the halacha. It begins by Yom, like all Kabbalahs. But the Simcha Shalayla is there for the continuum. And then the Leil HaShemini Atzeres is there. You shouldn't be mafsik.
Right.
So the Gemara says, that's Momastavar.
Right.
That's Momastavar. That's Rashi. So that answers Tesis Kasha. Where did Rashi get the Ribu Leilas in the middle? Right?
It's a continuum, has to include the next.
Has to include, you're right. It's not the Yamar by the Leilas.
Right.
It's just that it's a continuum. You're building up a continuum every day. Till you have a malos of what? Shivas Yom. That's Rashi's Kafta Vafara. Tesis Kasha, no Kasha. If you had both, so you'd say that the manifestation of Migdash requires a double expression. That each day you have Laila, so that's a Shinui visit as opposed to other Yom Tovim, and then also it's a Malos. So the Pasuk says Acholak. No, it's one system. It's only one system.